Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining our show. Irene, my wife, and I, nurse practitioner and physician as I am, are going to bring you the best of all worlds. That is integrative medicine, conventional medicine, alongside of how to use nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, and give you a good idea of how to really understand your own body and be able to make your own choices. Therefore, pretty much, which is what we expect of you. That is, learn how you are responsible for your health. We're going to talk a little bit about a subject that we have not yet, and this is in light of my sister listening, Shelley. So I know you're out there, sis. So I love you. And the reason we're going to talk about this is she suffers from this, which is called thyroid disease. We hear so much about it. It's gaining, a foothold like we've never seen before for many reasons, which we'll discuss. But thyroid disease can come in two flavors, basically, too high and too low. And with on that, you can have enlarged thyroid, you can have little nodules in the thyroid, you can even have a cancer of the thyroid. So we're going to try to give you an idea of all of this because the thyroid's so important, as Irene is going to tell us.
Well, yes, because thyroid is something that is important for metabolism. Basically, it directs most of the things that is happening in your body. So we should probably talk about a little bit about symptoms of hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism. So the main thing, I guess, the people are complaining or the doctor will order thyroid test is if they are too tired. Fatigue is one of the symptoms, and gaining weight and hair loss of the hypothyroidism, meaning that the metabolism is slowed down.
Well, I want to add one thing to that, because the folks listening, sweetheart, often think that, you know, if they have no energy, it's because of their thyroid. And it's no matter what you sometimes tell them, well, my thyroid, even though you can show them the thyroid is functioning perfectly, they still think it's their thyroid. So just to make clear to everyone, there are many, many, many causes of fatigue. As a matter of fact, pretty much every single disease has the constitutional symptom of fatigue. So fatigue is just one of the things that the thyroid can do. It can cause a lot of other very serious symptoms if the thyroid stays low over time, which are related to organ function. One of them is that the heart can gain fluid around it during that time. And of course, the heart function becomes remarkably lower when the thyroid's not working. So it is imperative that the thyroid works perfectly. And we do know that heart disease pretty much comes with a thyroid dysfunction with not enough. And so hypothyroidism is one that reduces the thyroid work of the gland, slows the metabolism, inexplicable weight gain, loss of appetite, constipation, all the things that you said, flaky skin, hair thinning, and everything else. Is it always the thyroid for these symptoms and signs? No, but it is an important component, especially since thyroid diseases has greatest incidence ever. Why is that? We're going to talk about that when we're coming. This is what we're going to try to do, is give you a primer today of thyroid disease, what blood tests you should be asking your physician to do. Most of the time, they're truncated, certainly not enough to be able to diagnose exactly what's going on. And most of the time, the treatment that you're being given is incorrect. And we'll try to tell you what does work and what doesn't. Welcome, KMET 1490 AM through the San Bernardino Valley in Los Angeles area. Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Tiki Live, Roku, all this, YouTube, CRN channel there. We're here for you today. It's easy. Just call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. And of course, you can text Mike any question you have. We'll be right back after this quick message. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina, right here on your station.
This is sponsored by Amgen. September is National Cholesterol Education Month, and comedian and television host Jay Leno has partnered with Amgen on Cholesterol 911, a national initiative urging people who have had a heart attack and still have high bad cholesterol to reduce their risk of another. Bad cholesterol is one of the most important modifiable risk factors for heart attack. While many people may be able to reduce their cholesterol through diet, exercise, or medication, Those who have experienced a previous heart attack and still struggle with high bad cholesterol may require additional treatment options to further reduce their cardiovascular risk.
I have high cholesterol that thankfully I'm able to control with the help of my doctor. But I've learned from some close friends about its connection to their heart attacks. I hope this effort encourages people to see the emergency in high cholesterol and talk to their doctor.
Visit www.cholesterol911.com to learn more. Again, that's cholesterol911.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Dr. Mitch Show. Look good, feel good, and have a great sex.
And have a great sex. I like the way you said that. I would never say that, but I like that. So if you're listening anywhere, 855-DR-MITCH, you can make that call. And if you want to text Mike, you could do it right off of your Facebook page. We're talking about the thyroid today because it's a misunderstood gland. It is a master gland. It does control your metabolic functions of the body. And it being too high or too low are of great interest. Now, on the opposite end of the scale than what we were talking about before the break, is when the thyroid is too active. It's called hyperthyroidism. And you could tell by the name, it's a condition. It's very opposite of the other type of thyroidism. And it's a symptoms that are the absolute mirror image of the hypothyroid. This is increased appetite, weight loss, you know, not sleeping, diarrhea, irritability, confusion, not sleeping, heart rate can go up, you know, tremors in your hands. It's really just pretty much look side to side. They're the mirror image of each of these disorders. Now, within the thyroid family of problems, you often sometimes see someone's neck being very enlarged, and we call that a goiter. A goiter is not toxic in that it's not a cancer, but a goiter, it could be a symptom of other problems, but it's a swelling in the neck of the thyroid gland, and this is the swelling of the thyroid. It's not an individual nodule. It's not individual cancer. It's also largely a thyroid itself. And by the way, by and large, it's due to a deficiency of one of the number one and number two deficiency minerals in the world, which we call iodine deficiency too. Then there is a rare complication, which is life-threatening, which is a very overactive thyroid that just releases massive amounts of thyroid into the bloodstream. It's called a thyroid storm. And just like it sounds, it causes a high fever, vomiting, the blood pressure goes up. It can cause shock. It is something that is very dangerous. And of course, there are other things like thyroid nodules. Sometimes you'll feel the doctor will palpate or feel your neck looking for little nodules. These often are benign, but there are sometimes these nodules can become a cancer. So they have to be looked into by ultrasound and sometimes by biopsy. But apparently, the nodules are extremely common. About 50%. 50% of the people in the United States will have a nodule sometime in their life. And of course, there are four types of cancer of the thyroid. Most of them have an excellent prognosis. You don't have to be afraid of them. They're very manageable. They don't tend to metastasize and go elsewhere. They're common, but you need to detect them and not let them go. And so but if the doctor feels there may be something in your neck, a simple ultrasound often is going to give you the difference between the two. But first, let's go back and do the most common things. Most common is low thyroid or high thyroid disease. So we need to talk about the blood test because often the doctors don't get the right blood test. You work for an internist. Does he get all the blood tests typically?
Well, at the office that I work at, we typically do what's called thyroid stimulating hormone.
TSH
as a part of regular workup, routine workup. But many times it's not enough. You know, if people are complaining or if you are suspecting thyroid disease, you really need to also look at the hormones themselves, the T3, T4, and there is something called reverse T3. You also want to distinguish between hypothyroid and autoimmune thyroid issue, which you need other tests to do that.
So let's take what you're saying, Irene, and then let's try to mash it down for everybody. So the TSH by itself is the thyroid stimulating hormone. It's the hormone released by the pituitary gland to tell the thyroid, hey, wake up and send out some thyroid. And the higher that number of the TSH, the more likely that person has hypothyroidism, because it's like saying, come on, wake up, wake up, wake up, and send out some thyroid. But in itself, it's a very fair indicator at best of thyroid or low thyroid disease. So
not only that, it also has a huge range. I think normal is considered 0.4 to 4.5. So if you are 4, are you really optimal?
Not at all. No. Optimal range really is 2.5 or less at best. Some even say 2.2 or less. So if you get this test, you want to be at least 2.5 or less. So let's talk about the tests that are required to really be able to make a decision when it comes to thyroid disease. So the TSH is one of several. Then there's the free T3 and the free T4. Now, when I say free, F-R-E-E, you have to understand that thyroid and the thyroid puts out two very distinct thyroid hormones. One is T4, which is inactive for the most part. And at the organ level, T4 is then converted to its active type of thyroid, which is called T3. But it is T3, and it's only T3, that comes back to the brain and tells the brain, hey, there's enough thyroid. So someone could theoretically have enough T4 because they're taking the medicine, but yet the TSH is still high because if there's not enough conversion of the T4 to T3, it doesn't work. Now, I know this is getting confusing.
Well, I want to confuse it a little further so we can clarify, because a lot of doctors will check total T3 and total T4.
Right, so, not worth it.
Right, exactly.
Because the total T3 and T4 are not the active forms of the thyroid. So hence we say free T3, free T4. So far we have a TSH, a free T3, and a free T4. They're on our list. Then you want to know a little bit further about the active, which is the free T3, and that's called the reverse T3. I know, one more test to throw in the mix. The reverse T3 is something like this. Let's say you're T3. And you're here in the room with us, and I ask you to clean up. You have the capability of cleaning up because you're the active T3. But instead, you sit down in the chair, you fold your arms and say, I'm not doing it. So there's plenty of free T3, but you just don't want to work. So you need to look at the reverse T3 because there's a specific ratio to let you know whether the T3 that is free is really doing its job. After those tests, there are two other tests, at least a couple times, maybe once a year, that need to be done. One's called thyroid antithyroid antibodies, and the other one's called TPO, or thyroid peroxidase. Those two tests let you know what Irina was saying, is whether you have any autoimmunity towards your thyroid, which would create what we call Hashimoto's thyroiditis. What's Hashimoto's thyroiditis? It's when your own immune system attacks your thyroid as if it is foreign. Are you confused? I'm not. Maybe I am a little. But if you have any questions, this is the time to ask. And you can ask questions about anything when it comes to look good, feel good, and have great sex. At this time, every week we talk about that. And we're talking about thyroid, which we'll try to give you a little bit more about in the next segment. And then any questions you may have, just call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. KMET 1490 AM. This is your time to shine. Give us a call. And anybody else, text from Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, Tiki Live, Roku. You know how to do it. Just text Mike. He gets very lonely without getting any texts. And we're waiting for your questions. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina on how to look good, feel good, and have great sex.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd, narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day helps raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at MoreThanTired.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Specials. And you can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the Body Pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special and save up to 50% off, including the Body Pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back to Dr. Mitch Show with Irina.
I like Irina. Thanks for being here, sweetheart. We're talking about the thyroid today. If you've just joined us, don't worry. If you missed any part of the show, it's easy. We always upload it to our site, which is imconsult.us. That's imconsult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T, .us. And you'll find all the shows up there that you, if you miss any, you can get the information that you're looking for. So we discussed basically five or six tests that are required if you really want to get a good handle on whether you have a thyroid disorder or not. Let's assume for a moment you are diagnosed with one of the most common thyroid problems, which is low thyroid. Now, if you look at that, one of the things that you must also check, as we mentioned earlier when it came to a thyroid large enlargement called a goiter, is the lack of the proper mineral content in your body of iodine. Iodine just doesn't help the thyroid work properly, although it is part of the process of creating the thyroid hormones. It is also an integral part of the first line of your immune system to allow your immune system to fight off diseases from colds to cancer. And it's also very important and part of getting rid of extra estrogen. So women who have fibrocystic disease of the breast or who would like to have a remarkably lower incidence of cancer, you should very clearly look at appropriate iodine supplementation.
Not just iodine. There are other nutrients that are important for thyroid, like selenium, zinc, L-tyrosine.
And we've put together a product that is exactly that. The combination of iodine, L-tyrosine, selenium, and zinc, because these are the four items that literally are required for the conversion of iodine to the healthy hormones, the thyroid hormones that we need. Now, this is what often happens. For some reason, the endocrinologists and PCPs tend to like to use a product that is just L-thyroxine. By definition, L-thyroxine is the generic name for T4. The problem with that is that T4 is that it has to be, as I spoke about before the break, it has to be converted to the active T3 for it to do its job. Many times, without the minerals of the iodine, the L-tyrosine, you know, the zinc or the selenium, it won't convert properly. So you keep taking more and more because every time you go back to the doctor, he or she increases your L-thyroxine. And obviously what happens is you're not going to get a good result and just a lot of T4. So for myself, often I recommend using one of the combinations of T3 with T4, which often come as either Armour Thyroid or NP Thyroid. One of these are WP Thyroid. There's several out there, four or five of them, Tyrosin, that allow the already the availability of T3, T4. Now you can say, well, why don't the other doctors use that immediately as a first line? And the answer often given is that these are pig-derived, usually from pig gland, although they can be compounded synthetically. But because they're from pig gland and derived from pig gland, that they may not release the same sort of ratio because the gland could differ. But that isn't true anymore. They really have a certain good way of monitoring that, so they make sure that one lot to the next are pretty much the same, and you're getting pretty much the same amount of T3 and T4 in an admixture that is close enough that you can rely on for the result. Now, you can always add in some T3 if necessary, but the one way of doing it the best is to start off with it to begin with. The other thing you could do, there are a couple home tests that I'd like to tell you, but I think that would be kind of fun to do. One is to determine whether or not you have enough iodine. So if you take a 10% iodine swab and you, after showering, you dry your skin real good, and maybe in your inner forearm or your inner thigh, paint yourself a silver dollar of iodine, let it dry, don't wash it, don't rub it, and it should stay there for at least a day. Most will find that it will disappear in 4 to 6 hours, suggesting the body's requirement for this iodine is huge and that you really do need iodine supplementation. The other thing that you could do is to do a test that you wake up every morning for 10 days. When you wake up, take your temperature before you get out of bed for about 3 minutes. If it's consistently less than 97 degrees, you can pretty much guarantee your thyroid is not functioning properly, regardless of what your blood tests show. We'll be back in just a minute with a lot more of Dr. Mitch at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. When we come back, a special guest on a special weekend. I think you're going to enjoy it, about massage. I'm Dr. Mitch, and we'll be back right here at CRN Talk Radio 1, KMET 1490, and all the other resources. Dr. Mitch, look good, feel good, and have great sex.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention sports fans. Now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
This is Merrill Schindler. This time of year, fruits and vegetables are in abundance. They're just in the markets. If you go to the farmer's market, they're everywhere. And they are so good. Those strawberries, those blueberries, the melons, everything is so delicious. But if you buy too much, you'll be throwing out too much because it goes bad in most regular refrigerators. Food preservation is a big deal these days. We throw out an awful lot of perfectly good fruit and vegetables because they've gone bad in the fridge. But if that refrigerator is protected with a fridge fresh unit, which is quiet, totally silent actually, you won't believe how quickly your whole life will change. Fridge fresh keeps everything fresh much, much, much longer thanks to activated oxygen. That's ozone. It's a brilliant product. You get it only one way by going to fridgefresh.com. That's fridgefresh.com. The only way to get a fridge fresh. Save your fruits and vegetables with Fridge Fresh.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch. Look good, feel good, and have great sex right here on the Dr. Mitch Show. I don't know if you're aware, but this weekend is World Wellness Weekend. You may not be familiar with that or really understand what it means, but you will after this interview. The United States spends $1 trillion in medical costs a year, but the wellness industry, that's $3.1 trillion. That's a lot more money. So people are interested in being healthy and feeling good. And today I have someone I think that can really enlighten us about this weekend. His name is Joe Magnica, and he's the Massage Envy's franchise chief executive officer. And he's here today to help us. Joe, thank you. I hope I didn't butcher your last name, but thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dr. Mitch. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Tell us a little bit about what this World Wellness means to us, and then we're going to talk about massage for a second. So what's going on?
So about a year ago, I had the pleasure of speaking at the Global Wellness Summit in Italy, where all the wellness experts kind of come together for a three-day session, and I met a gentleman named Jean-Guy de Gabriac, who had formed this amazing concept in Europe, which is the World Wellness Weekend. And it was pretty apparent to me that we're further behind than the Europeans from a wellness perspective, and it would be great for us at Massage Envy to take the concept and bring it to the U.S., and that's exactly what I've done. And I'm the ambassador for the U.S., not just for Massage Envy, but for all brands here in the U.S. And I guess the idea here is to really have people focus and reflect on your wellness routine and to find some time for yourself. Because to your point, you know, it is a huge category, but it's something that we tend to not put focus on ourselves personally. We take care of ourselves last, not first. So this is intended to kind of force people to reflect and to think about their wellness routine and how they move forward on their personal journey.
I think it's a great ambassadorship that you've taken on, Joe. I'd like you to, just for a moment, tell the folks why massage or how massage fits in. You don't have to explain to me personally, because without a massage weekly, I'm lost. So you're right. The Europeans are way ahead. Well, if I don't get my massage, I have a massage therapist that works in my office, and she's amazing. So tell us a little bit about how massage fits into the wellness category.
Yeah, I mean, I think what people don't recognize is, and certainly as we go through stressful times, and we're certainly in stressful times right now, is that we all need tension relief. There's so much, there's so much working against us in today's environment, the accessibility, the social media, et cetera. Massage physically is a fantastic way for us to kind of move forward and to feel better about ourselves. And, you know, our focus at Massage Envy is really all about wellness and keeping people and helping people live better and healthier lives. And massage is key. And we do the same thing with skincare. I mean, our focus on skincare is not about covering up your skin to look better. It's creating healthier skin. Again, fits very much into the wellness segment. So we're heavily focused on wellness as the paramount strategy within both massage and skincare moving forward in the U.S.
And I believe that the massage is an integral part of someone's well-being. You're right. It's relaxing. It's de-stressing. It's a time for yourself where so few people take time for themselves. But in addition, massage has an amazing physiologic, what that means, folks, is a functional perspective. It helps to move blood. It increases circulation. It does help muscles work better. And, of course, you know, when there's pain or there's a buildup of lactic acid, there's nothing better than a good massage. But it is a very, very important part of an entire wellness program. And Joe, you're right. Skin doesn't come from the outside in. It comes from the inside out. So wellness has to begin pretty much with you doing something about it. You know what I love? Massage Envy has really taken the bull by its horns. And if I can just divert for 1 second, they've made the massage an affordable thing. You know, people go to clubs, they spend 3-4 times the amount they spend at Massage Envy. So this is an important concept that people now, no matter where or how you are, you pretty much can afford a massage and get one at least on a very regular basis.
That's exactly right. That is our model. We found that white space that allows for people to get regular massage at an affordable price. Most of our members are focused on therapeutic massage. We're not a pampering location for the most part. You know, there's real health benefits attached to massage, as you described. And giving people access to that, it's not a luxury. It's not discretionary spend for our members. It's something that they need as part of their daily lives each and every day.
I agree. And I want to tell the folks that are listening, that listen to my show, because they know about how do we create a good life for ourselves. It is about ourselves. If we depend on the physicians, which I'm one of, but if we depend on the physician or depend on a magazine or we're depending on somebody else to tell us, we're going to lose out. If you take your vitamins, no matter where you get them, nutrients, you're trying to eat better. You have to realize that part of that component of good health has to be with a massage too. So World Wellness Weekend's coming up. How do we get more information about this? And also, Joe, how do we get more information about Massage Envy?
So our website is massageenvy.com. The event is September 21st and September 22nd from 10 to 1. Come into any of our locations. Use the website to find the one closest to you. We have almost 1,200 nationwide. And you'll come in and you'll be treated to a free service, whether it's a skincare assessment with some free products from PCA Skin, whether it's a new service that we've offered, which is Rapid Tension Release, which is featuring a phenomenal percussion tool. That's called Hypervolt from the makers of Hyper Ice. It's a phenomenal tool that allows you to kind of work that body in tight tight situation, so to break down tension, or you can get a total body stretch. So you can sample any of those three on those days, and we look forward to having you come in, experience one of those three or all three of them if you can, and really taking time for yourself and understand what it takes to move forward with your own personal wellness routine, which we hope will include us.
I love it. Am I allowed to like make an appointment by different names, like four or five, so I'd come in throughout the day? Would that work okay?
That would work just fine. Please come in as now, often as you want.
Well said by the CEO. Any other thing you want to tell the folks that you're listening about massage and its ultimate importance in our wellness?
Yeah, I think I would just say that massage obviously is key to our model, but we are trying to find ways to further enhance massage. So when you get massage in our locations, we actually use our own proprietary creams. We actually add added benefits like what we call Seamy Boost to enhance skin types and skin conditions as well. So not all massages are created equal, and we used licensed massage therapists across our network. So come on in. There's great value, but obviously there's great efficacy, and there's great product, and we are really excited about what we offer to our consumers.
Thank you, Joe. MassageMB.com. Check it out. It's going to be great.
Hello, CRN listeners. I'm Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, normally $89.99, but with the promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch here. And we have a couple questions, Irina, that are sitting out there. I think the first one, someone that texted in said, you know, I have polymyalgia rheumatica. Would massage be helpful for me? And the answer to that is yes and no. While your muscles are inflamed, polymyalgia rheumatica is a autoimmune disease which causes inflammation of the muscles, the proximal muscles of the body, typically. A massage may actually worsen it. But once you're on the anti-inflammatories, usually they're corticosteroids or cortisone in nature, and it does quiet down, at that point, the massage could be a useful modality. So I would basically wait until the muscle pain and aches are abated, and then a massage would be nice, not too deep, just enough. And then as time goes on, it could become a deeper massage.
And also probably gentle stretching, like in yoga, the type of, easy yoga, most of the thing on the mat, laying down, but the increase in range of motion and gentle stretching, that could help too.
Excellent. The other is from a Facebook listener, Carol, who said, is avoiding gluten good for someone with Graves disease? For those that know, Graves is typically a hyperthyroid disease. That's a fast thyroid. The eyes become, the eyelids become retracted. Heart rate goes up significantly, etc. There's been some talk about gluten itself being related to somewhat of thyroid disease. Of course, any, literally any food allergy can. And of course, some say, what are the symptoms that you might expect if you have Graves, she asked, and with gluten insensitivity as well, would probably be an insensitive stomach, not feeling right, specifically after eating foods with gluten, which are wheat, rye, barley. And we don't normally put oats in there, but oats are often put in the same category because they're made in the same manufacturing plants as the other four. So if, Carol, you're having symptoms of gluten difficulty, diarrhea, stomach pain, bloating, when you eat these type of substances, regardless whether they're gluten or not, you probably should avoid them, and it will help you with whether it's Graves or otherwise. Because you have to think, if you have any food allergy, by definition, food allergy is where the immune system diverts itself to attack that particular food. So if you're gluten insensitive and you eat a gluten food, the immune system diverts itself and goes after it. So you can imagine, since the immune system is already challenged by attacking your thyroid, now it's attacking your food, that makes it even more difficult. And by the way, you'll find anyone who has any autoimmune disease, they're going to be much more likely to have food insensitivities or gluten sensitivity in any case, because the immune system in an autoimmune disease is sort of wild. It doesn't know what to do. It's hyper, it's active. It sees things as foreign. Specifically, it sees you as foreign as well. Carol, thank you for the question. Again, there's a few minutes left in the program, so if you have any questions, we have one more break. Is that right? Or we're on our last break. We have one more break, so we'll have time. You know how to get us by calling or texting. I wanted to bring up a new study, which I thought was kind of cool, sweetheart, from the research of the National University of Singapore. They said that drinking tea regularly is really good for you. Now, the tea they're talking about are the teas that are the oolong, the black tea, the green teas, they're good. The fruit infusions type of teas are not the ones for this particular issue. So what they found at the University of Singapore was that if you drink tea regularly, now they said regularly is pretty much from youth. So it's a good time if you're young, never too late to start. They're talking about over 45 years, basically. They looked at MRI scans and other things, and they basically said, even with over 4 years of doing this, that it helps the brain and can reduce Alzheimer's by more than 50%. That is massive. I mean, if you think of just one simple thing which tastes good, that's easy to do, is drink tea. Now, we do it every day. So,
yeah, my favorite is the Earl Grey. And they are talking here about green tea as well, right?
Yes, green tea.
We like matcha tea and we like...
Love it.
Yes, and that one is more concentrated than a regular green tea.
So since you've been giving me green tea, have you noticed that I'm a little smarter? I remember who you are?
I do remember who you are.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's a good start. That's why I want you to call me Dr. Mitch, just in case,
goodness.
I thought that would be, I thought that would be a good thing that would make, you know, make things make sense to you too. Also in the news before our break, the antibiotics, and the reason I'm talking about this is because recently a patient called me with an issue that took only seven to 10 doses of a fluoroquinolone. Fluoroquinolone is a new category, fairly new, Cipro and the other one, I can't remember the other name, fits into the fluoroquinolone, Cipro and what was the other one?
Levaquin, Avalox.
Yeah, Levaquin. They took Levaquin like 7-8 doses. And of course, right from there, the exact time they took it, they had such bad neurologic disease that followed. The nerves were damaged that they now can't walk. They have to be assisted in a wheelchair and so forth. This can happen. I don't want people to think it can't. It's rare, but it is possible. And of course, the medications we have are not that great. But a new study found that people who take this type of antibiotic double the risk for many cardiac issues. That's a real problem. And we'll talk about that a little bit when we get back, and some other subjects. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. That's 855-376-4824. Now, if you have a question, go ahead and call us in or just text Mike like the Facebook Live Carol did. It's easy to do, and we'll be glad to answer in our last segment of the show. We're looking forward to your questions coming back and our talking to you. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. We'll be right back right after our sponsors.
Legendary food critic Meryl Schindler talks about the Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California.
The Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California, 3301 North Glen Oaks Boulevard, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I mean menus that give you everything you can possibly want. I'm looking at the dinner menu here. They got every sort of sandwich and salad. And not only do they have burgers and hot dogs, but they have burgers and hot dogs made with Beyond Meat and Beyond Sausage. They have a fitness menu. They have senior dining. It is a full-service restaurant with a lot of, I should mention, very good beers and wines. And they have a back room that is semi-private, fits up to 50 people. They offer delivery through ChowNow, Grubhub, Postmates, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. They allow filming at the restaurant as well. Parking lot is great. A lot over 60 spots. It's a terrific restaurant, and I love the fact that it's something for everybody. Hill Street Cafe, 3301 North Glen Oaks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back to the last segment of Dr. Mitch Show.
All right, we're back. We've talked about thyroid. We've talked about massage. We've talked about a couple other things, but we didn't talk anything about sex yet. And we're look good, feel good, and we also talk about sex. One of the things that culminates sex, of course, is the orgasm. The male orgasm is a much more difficult thing to fake than a female orgasm is. But there are reasons. Apparently, it's more common than we want to recognize. Usually it's the male that doesn't like to recognize it in a heterosexual relationship. But there is a reason why that happens. So several of the reasons seem to be based in a few things. One, it's a way of stopping the partner from cheating on them. I believe that women sometimes feel they're pressured. If they didn't have an orgasm, that may be they'll think of using or going to someone else, to another partner. The other thing is that women often feel pressure to orgasm to satisfy their partner, that their partner won't be satisfied. And then there were, believe it or not, in a study, they found they had no reasons not to. They had no reason. There was conflicting beliefs about women's right to genuine sexual pleasure. So they really didn't have an answer why some women didn't at all. But they faked a lot of this, and it's very common, more common than men believe. And so what is your take on it? I mean, why do you think this is right? Do you think that perhaps women fake orgasm for, why would a woman do? I mean, from a woman's perspective, what do you say?
I guess because men sometimes feel that if they don't bring the woman to an orgasm, they didn't do a good job. So the woman wants to make him feel better.
Oh, in other words, he would feel bad if it
did
not.
He didn't do a good job.
Okay. So do you think it's more common than men think of? No, basically? Do you think it happens more? I mean, you see a lot of patients, you've talked to your girlfriends. I mean, is this something that's commonplace in that you see or see with patients, or patients don't typically discuss this issue? You don't see it much with patients.
I don't see it much with patients. I would think it's probably common in a younger relationship, when people or the girls are not comfortable enough yet with their bodies to really communicate with their partners what they like and what makes them feel good. I think as you mature, you are able to discuss that more.
Okay. Maybe that's right. Maybe it is a maturity on both parts, both the male and the female, to discuss what each one like and why or how certain things didn't occur. And I think that's important. There should be a communication between the two people that are consenting in a relationship, and that they should be able to discuss their likes, their dislikes, and why certain things don't work or do work in that. And perhaps there would be less of any need for a faking situation. In any case, let's just end the show with something that's a little more mundane, because I saw this on Friday in the office. I thought I'd bring it up. Someone's complaining of having very dry scalp. Now, this could be an outcrop of having use of drying conditioners, hair masks, perhaps dyeing the hair. But it's also a condition led by having poor essential fatty acids, so you want to do something about that. But there is a combination that might be great. I tell patients to take castor oil, organic castor oil. Now, it's very, very thick. If you mix some tea tree oil into it, maybe a few tablespoons of the castor oil and 5 or 6 or even 10 drops of tea tree oil, rub it in the scalp, folks. Leave it on if you have dry scalp. Massage it. It's a great hair mask. Leave it for 1 hour. Then, of course, wash. You probably have to wash your hair twice with shampoo just to get it out. Well, anyway, we're here to talk on how to look good, feel good, have great sex, but more importantly, give you the ingredients and the tools to allow you to be able to take care of yourself and make decisions that are good for yourself. I want to thank everyone at CRN Talk Radio and KMET 1490 that were listening. Irene, of course, thank you, sweetheart, for always being here and helping me. And God bless you folks for listening. God bless you too, Mom, wherever you are. And Shelley, thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll see you next time.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk?